If there's one thing I've always loved, it's cooking myself a good meal. And I mean a really good meal. But I gotta say, lately I've been so busy, I think I'm just running out of ideas. I always go to the store and I'm so overwhelmed. I mean, do I want a zucchini or a cucumber? Do I want this? Do I want that? Not to mention, I don't know how fresh these ingredients are, and I'd like to know that I'm eating quality food. HelloFresh gets me right out of that cooking rut. It takes the guesswork out of meal planning, and there's over 40 recipes to choose from every single week. Not to mention, the produce is farm to door for peak ripeness for a bunch of different chef-crafted recipes. So come on, what are you waiting for? Go to HelloFresh.com/50Shadow and use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/50Shadow. Use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping to receive America's number one meal kit.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello everyone, this is Renita Ahura, creator of Shadow Realm and the Aria Chronicles series. Today I will be delving into the mythology woven into the story and its characters. Raksha are considered to be a race of malevolent demigods, and they feature right across the Vedic mythology. Rakshasas were created by Brahma during darkness, as opposed to the Devas, who were created during daylight hours, and the Manavs, the humans, who were created during the dawn. So Rakshasas are considered to be dark because Brahma couldn't see properly, or at least that's the common myth. They are terrestrial creatures. They are terrestrial, malevolent demigods. So they are considered to be big, and they're considered to be strong. Bal Chorni, Bal translates as child. Chorni is a thief, a female thief. So a female who thieves the child, essentially a kidnapper. Rakshasas are carnivorous and meat-eating. So Bal Chorni is a forest rakshas who is out there to kidnap or steal away the young vanars, the baby vanars, because she finds them particularly tasty. This is why she is referred to as the most evil demon in this part of the forest, the vanars say, because she is always after their young. The idea of this particular forest rakshasi ties into the fact that the vanars may have become extinct, which is why we don't see them, right? But when Arya journeys through the wild woods and makes friends with the vanars, he discovers that they are not, in fact, extinct, but their numbers have been whittled down considerably because there are many threats to their existence, one of which is Bal Chorni, this particular forest rakshasi. Raksha means preserver, and rakshasas are technically preservers. They protect and preserve the forest. But when you think about that, who is it that comes in and destroys the forest? Historically, that has been humans, right? So, of course, rakshasas were going to be antagonists to humans because humans were coming in to essentially take over the forest and not respect the forest. Because of this, rakshasas somewhere along the way became antagonists and began to be associated with negative traits. These negative traits then take on human forms like desire, anger, lust, etc. And rakshasas became the antagonists to the humans. Why do I go into this? Because again, one of the things that is supremely difficult is to distinguish between good and evil. There are blurred lines in everything. And rakshasas Although in the mythology, they are commonly portrayed as evil beings, are they just evil for the sake of being evil, or have they become antagonists for a particular reason? And I think it's the latter. It's to protect the world, the portion of the world that comes under their umbrella, to protect it from being destroyed by humans. That is the ultimate truth. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed learning all about the mythology that inspired Shadow Realm.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.